It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Fresh Oil. I'm so grateful that you joined me today for the program. Hey, recently I've received several emails from our listening audience around the country, and I'd love to hear from you. Fresh Oil is a blessing to you. That really encourages me. Just go by our website at weneedgod.com, and it has my email address. It's really easy. It's my name, Keith Manley, at me.com. And I'd love to hear from you this week. We're in our second week in our new series, Problems and Promises. And this week, we're talking about the promises that never fail. And one of those promises is very reassuring. It's this promise: God will provide. I just wrote a new song called Jehovah Jireh, and that's the name that God revealed himself to Abraham when Abraham was offering his son as a sacrifice. God let him hear a ram caught in the thicket, and he exchanged that ram and sacrificed instead of his son. God always provides everything we need. If you've ever looked at bills and wondered, how am I going to make it? How am I going to pay all these bills? If you've ever faced a calling in your life that seemed bigger than your bank account, if you've ever prayed, God, I just don't have enough, then today's message is for you. Because no matter what's missing in your life right now, God is enough. He is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides and is seen. Now, the word provision literally means to see beforehand. Before you ever saw the need, God already saw the supply. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul put it like this in Philippians 4:19. He said, "My God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Now, that verse doesn't promise that God will meet every want that we have, but it does say he'll meet every need. And he does it according to his riches. And that means he never runs short. He never has to ration. He never checks his balance before he goes to bless you. You can't bankrupt a limitless God. I love that, friend. Chances are pretty good that somebody's listening today and you've got a need that's bigger than your bank account. And you're saying, "Keith, I can't wait to hear what you're going to say today because I really have a need for God to move in my life in the area of provision." Well, you hold on. We're going to share some great truth today. The first time God is ever called Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide, it's in Genesis chapter 22. Now, Abraham is walking up a mountain with his son Isaac, and he's carrying wood for a sacrifice. And Isaac says, "Father, here's the wood, but where's the lamb?" And Abraham answers him. I love the King James Version on this, and I don't use the King James very rarely. I normally use the New International Version, or I use the New American Standard. But the King James Version was very inspired with this because it says this. It says, "God will provide himself a sacrifice." And friend, I think that is so amazing because you know what? I don't believe like most people believe, where they believe Abraham offered his son on Mount Moriah, because that's not what the Bible says. God says to Abraham, "Go to the region of Moriah, to a mountain I will tell you about." And there's, when you go to Israel, and I've been there 31 times, Mount Moriah is where the Dome of the Rock sits today, that Muslim shrine. And most people believe that it is there that Abraham took his son to be sacrificed. But that region of Moriah extends across that whole area, and a little bit to the left is another mountain called Mount Calvary or Golgotha. It's in the region of Moriah, but I believe it is there that God told Abraham to go, and he was going to tell him about that sacrifice. Because as Abraham was willing to offer his son as a sacrifice, it would be God who would one day offer his son, Yeshua, Jesus, as a sacrifice on that very mountain, Mount Calvary, or the place we call Golgotha, the place of the skull. See, Abraham didn't know how God was going to do it. He just said, the Lord will provide. And that is that name, Jehovah Jireh. Friend, there have been so many times in my life when I did not know where the money was going to come from to pay a bill. And then God did a miracle, and he brought provision. See, it was on that mountain at the last possible moment, Abraham had drawn the knife. God provided a ram caught in a thicket. And Abraham named that place Jehovah Jireh, because he learned that God's provision always meets obedience at the right moment. You may not see the ram yet, but just keep climbing. The provision is waiting on the mountain of faith. You know, we live in a culture that's driven by scarcity. Never enough time, never enough money. We run out of energy, we run out of security, and fear says there's not enough. But let me tell you what faith says. Faith says God is more than enough. And he's saying that to someone right now as you're listening to this program. God is telling you, don't focus on your lack. Focus on his provision. Jesus addressed this in Matthew chapter 6 when he said this. He said, do not worry about what you will eat or drink or wear. Your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. See, the same God who feeds the sparrows, he's not forgotten your address. And when you live like a child of the King, you stop acting like an orphan of fear. I've had God come through me for me financially, for me and for the church, so many times you would not believe it. Do you know I've not passed an offering plate in almost 40 years? And yet, every week, God supernaturally provides everything we need. We worship in a building that's worth millions of dollars, and it has no mortgage because God paid for it and provided for it. In all my years of doing radio and television, I've never once asked for money. You know why? Because my God always provides. If he told me to do it, he will provide. And in 1 Kings chapter 17, there was a widow in a town called Zarephath. And she was down to her last handful of flour and a few drops of oil. She was ready to die when the prophet Elijah showed up, and he said something strange to her when he met her. He said, bake me a small cake first. That sounds so insensitive. Until you realize God was inviting her to trust him. And when she obeyed, the scripture says the jar of flour did not run out and the oil did not fail. See, provision's not about how much you have. It's about who you trust with what you have. Sometimes God multiplies what's in your hand. Sometimes he sends a raven like he did for Elijah. Sometimes he uses a neighbor, but he'll always come through, friend. You know, when Israel was in the desert, they had no fields, no farms, no stores. Yet every morning, God supernaturally rained down this manna, this heavenly bread that they would find on the ground. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 4 says, your clothes did not wear out, or your feet did not swell. Can you think about that? 40 years and their sandals still fit? God's provision is not always about getting something new. Sometimes it's about preserving what you already have. He can make the little last longer than you ever thought possible. And in John chapter 6, there's a boy who offers Jesus his lunch. Jesus had 5,000 men, not counting the women and children, so there was probably, conservatively thinking, 15,000 people there. Nothing to feed them with. One little boy brought lunch. Five little loaves. And I'm not talking about a Wonder Loaf. I'm talking about little bread cakes. Five little loaves of bread and two fish. And it was nothing compared to the crowd of thousands. But Jesus took what was given, and the Bible said he blessed it, and he broke it, and he multiplied it. I spoke about this yesterday in my church, and I shared about the subject of brokenness and how brokenness always precedes blessing. Here's the lesson. When you place it in His hands, not enough becomes more than enough. See, he said that they took up 12 basketful after everybody had been fed. How can you start with just 5 loaves and 2 fish and you end up feeding thousands and you still have 12 baskets full left over? Notice the order. He blessed it and then He broke it. Sometimes God has to break what you give Him before He can multiply it. And friend, that breaking hurts, but the blessing always follows. Let's go back to the promise from Philippians 4:19. Now, Paul wrote these words when he was in prison. He wasn't living in luxury. He was surviving on the generosity of others and the grace of God. And yet he said, "My God will supply." Notice the order of ownership. My God will supply. It was personal. He's not just the God of Abraham. He's your God. He's not just Paul's God. He's Keith's God. He's not just the God of the Bible. He's the God over your bills, your budget, and your needs, friend. He's your God, and provision becomes personal when we give our needs to Jehovah Jireh. Now, let me give you 3 truths that you can anchor your faith to when you're waiting for God to provide. First of all, provision often follows obedience. Abraham didn't see the ram until he was on the mountain, until he had the knife drawn, he was ready to do what God said for him to do. And if you want to see God's supply, you got to walk in His steps. You got to listen to His Holy Spirit. Secondly, provision is sometimes progressive. He gave Israel manna on a daily basis, not monthly. Every day they had to go out and gather the bread. He'll give you enough for today, and that's enough to trust Him again tomorrow. Your bank account may never look like it's running over, but God can make it where there's always enough for you, friend. And then finally, provision is always purposeful. God doesn't bless us so we can hoard it. He blesses us to share it. The same hands that receive from God should be able to release to others. Now take a moment and think about the places where you need God to show up right now. Maybe it's financial, maybe it's emotional, maybe it's something you can't even measure in money, like strength or peace or direction to know which way you should turn. Whatever the need is, just speak it out right now and say, "Lord, I trust You as Jehovah Jireh. You saw this need before I ever did." And the moment you trust His provision more than your plan, that's when peace arrives in your heart. He's not just the God who supplies, He's the God who sometimes surprises us. Father, thank You that You are Jehovah Jireh. You're our provider. You see every need we have. You see every bill, every burden before we ever even pray. Teach us to trust You with open hands, God. Touch every listener who's under pressure today and remind them You are Jehovah Jireh. Walk in grace, friend.
Every day, people smile on the outside, while their hearts are quietly breaking on the inside. They go through the motions of faith, but deep down, they feel empty, anxious, or lost. In Matters of the Heart, author Keith Manley takes you on a journey inside to understand how God designed your spirit, soul, and body to live in harmony. You'll discover what breaks the heart, what drains the soul, and how the healing presence of Jesus can restore what's been shattered. It's time to stop living wounded and start living whole. Because when God heals the heart, everything else begins to change.
Check out my new book, Matters of the Heart. It's available today on Amazon.com in hardcover, paperback, and the Kindle version.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at WeNeedGod.com Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.